Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
I'm Sean Voskal, ARP Oklahoma State Director, reminding you the state's primary elections are June 30th. Are you worried about voting in person? If so, request an absentee ballot. Visit elections.ok.gov or call your county election board to request an absentee ballot. Then mail your ballot with a copy of your ID or have your ballot notarized. Oklahomans 50 and over are the most powerful voting bloc, so make your voices heard. If you plan to vote absentee, request your ballot by June 23rd. Learn more at aarp.org/ok.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
Well, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is calling Oklahoma 41% harvested as of June the 10th. Oklahoma State University Extension Grains Market Analysis, Dr. Kim Anderson, says he's hearing that the test weights are really good.
I'm hearing that the test weight is really good. They're talking about an average test weight of 61 pounds, maybe a little bit higher, but I also understand that protein is lacking in some areas. The reports indicate that we've had wheat come in anywhere from 8% protein to 15% protein. And if you look at the protein premiums in Kansas City and say 11% being the benchmark, below 11 has an 18-cent discount. 11-8, you've got a 10-cent premium at 12% protein, 15% premium. 12-2 to 12-8 is a 25% premium, and anything above 13 and above is a 45-cent premium. So there's some good premiums out there for that high-protein wheat.
Parts of south-central Oklahoma have been moving slower with harvest due to the grain being ready but greener straw. Producers have been getting a good start in some other parts of north-central and northwest Oklahoma, but in some areas around Helena and Goltree, farmers have still been dealing with greener and tougher straw that's not ready to cut, even though the grain is ready. Producers have had to contend with extremely high winds, making it difficult for cutting, also with some major concerns for fire. In some places, elevators stopped taking grain because fire danger was too high, and local communities had concerns that rural fire departments would not be able to keep up if large fires got started. It's too early for a statewide assessment, but indications are showing we could have a number in the range of 10.8 to 11.2% for a statewide average. Based on assessments statewide, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is calling 41% harvested as of June the 10th. Well, a Chinese vaccine designed to combat the African swine fever virus is so far proving safe in clinical trials that are underway. The official Chinese news agency says that pushes hog farming a step closer to being able to prevent one of the world's most devastating livestock diseases. A Reuters article says the development progress is being watched closely by pig farmers across the globe because there's currently no cure or a vaccine against ASF. The disease kills virtually every animal that infects and has devastated China's hog herds since it first showed up in 2018. The virus is still killing pigs in China and broke out in other spots across Asia since then. Chinese researchers at the Harbin Veterinary Research Institute, which is part of the Chinese Academy of Agricultural Sciences, say they've developed a safe vaccine that has proven effective against the African swine fever virus during testing in laboratories. Clinical trials of the vaccine were given the go-ahead in March and have been underway on 3,000 pigs in three different locations in China, including the northeast, far west, and central parts of the country. You've got farm news on Ron.
Calling all farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show June 18th through 20th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepard reporting.